This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 13 of Russia's war in Ukraine. Ukraine is again asking the West for air support. The UN's recorded more than 400 civilian deaths, but says the true number is much higher. The Russians are advancing on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, but they're facing more resistance than they expected. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says Russia's advance towards the capital Kyiv continues to face pressure from Ukrainian forces around nearby towns. In addition, a lengthy Russian column remains stuck on the road north of Kyiv. Wallace believes Russian forces are becoming more and more desperate in the face of such military and supply holdups, leading to what he calls indiscriminate shelling of civilians.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now fled their country. Ukraine's president is asking Americans for help. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In an interview with David Muir for ABC's World News Tonight, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says his people will continue resisting the Russian assault.
We will endure, and even if they come into all our cities, there will be insurgency, insurgent war.
Zelensky continues to call for a no-fly zone and says his countrymen need weapons and other resources.
Support us. Support us. And not only with words, with concrete, direct steps.
He says while Ukraine may seem far away, right now it's the front line in the battle for freedom.
Change of mind. An expert group convened by the World Health Organization now says it strongly supports access to COVID booster doses. That's a reversal of the UN agency's previous position. The boosters weren't necessary and contributed to vaccine inequity. President Biden says he'll ask Congress for more than $2.5 billion for foreign aid programs that promote gender equality around the world. This is AP News. And the winner is... They've given out the Academy of Country Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Miranda Lambert won Entertainer of the Year and Morgan Wallen won Album of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards.
I wish I was in it.
Miranda Lambert missed the ACMs for the first time in 17 years, and this is the year she won Entertainer of the Year. Lambert is on tour in the UK. Dangerous, the double album, won Album of the Year. Morgan Wallen, who faced a backlash when a camera caught him using a racial slur, says he never gave up.
To my son, this album and this award will signify that his daddy was a fighter and that he chased his dreams and worked hard to make them a reality.
Audio courtesy of ACM and MRC Live and Alternative.
I was on a boat.
Old Dominion, Carly Pearce, and Chris Stapleton were winners. Chris Young, who was the lead nominee with Seven, was shut out. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Gas is $4.17 a gallon this morning. That's up 11 cents in one day. Experts blame the war in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.